This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I want to play this special report. Biden crosses the Rubicon. It's very important. It's on band.video. And then we're going to come back from break, and I'm going to get into the declaration of war by Prince Charles, one of the most evil men on earth. So that's coming up. Here is that special report.
Dr. Fauci is all over the place now for one of the very first times in our last year and a half with some negative publicity. Negative publicity that's going viral, whether the mainstream media like it or not.
He was taking scalpels, fetuses, fully developed fetuses, and removing the scalps from the skin from the top of the heads of fetuses, and then transplanting and planting it upon the humanized rats.
You don't protect yourself. You really do deserve to die. But the children, they don't deserve this, and that's why it's the Rubicon. And see, evil can't help it. It's got to go for the children. So don't think this is the authority. Don't think it's going to succeed. Don't think any of that, because it will fail, but probably in a giant war. And we were all of a consensus that this is going to end in just a gigantic, massive war. And billions dead.
There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. But every lesson in history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning Christian liberal friends refuse to face. Our priests, our pastors, and now, sadly, even our Pope. That his policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives us no choice between peace and war. Only between fight and surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we will have to face the final demand, the final ultimatum, and what then? When Satan has told his own, he knows what our answer is going to be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of his cold war, and someday when the time is right to deliver his final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because you see, by then we will have been so weakened from within, spiritually, morally, economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price. Or better read than dead, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees with his mask on than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war. Because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. If nothing in life is worth dying for, well, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy, or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our beloved dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, did not die in vain. Where then lies the road to peace, you say? Well, it's a simple answer after all. That you and I have the courage to tell our enemies there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which evil must not advance.
So you sit there with pedophiles and Satanists and devil worshippers and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, and you wonder why they're attacking you. Well, that's what they do. They are coming for the children. They've announced the injection of five and up, and then it'll be newborns with the deadly shot that embraces their immune system. And they're announcing they're going to do it at schools, and they're going to force it. And that's going to cause violence, and they're going to say then the people that resist are terrorists. And that's why they put it on the books as the main direct, not a law, but the regulations, that the main mission of the FBI and the military and the CIA is crushing people that don't accept lockdowns and those that don't accept open borders, just Americans, and that they are going to come and they're going to arrest everybody and start killing people. Now, that's going to trigger a giant civil war. The globalists intend to chew up the U.S. system and collapse everything. Now, its ashes bring in the really official global cashless society system. This is just the process of bringing us to that. They enjoy doing it to children. And so you're going to wake up to that fact, and you're going to understand that, or you are going to die, and your children are going to die with you. Because what you saw in Nazi Germany, and what you saw in Soviet Russia, and North Korea, and Maoist China, and Xi Jinping's China today, and with the Muslims, and with what happens in Africa, and Latin America, and all that hell, and all that horror, is going to look like a choir meeting. It's going to look... Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated high quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You got me. You got me good. What it means. Thank you so much for joining us on this November 1st, 2021 broadcast. This transmission holds in it the light of liberty. It holds in it the future of humanity. It holds in it the keys to destiny. The things that Prince Charles, now the secret acting king of the New World Order, does not like and is fighting against. You hold the keys to destiny and the future because you hold the Spirit of God in your heart. And our enemies hate us, and they hate the transcendence that we are now beginning to begin. And they want to kill us. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But beware, he can also transform himself into an angel of light and pose as your savior. But the fruits are always poison. And look at the fruits of this. What an announcement. If we can, let's put the live show headline back on screen for TV viewers so they can see the today's headline. King Charles calls for vast military-style campaign and a war to enforce the Great Reset at the UN Climate Change Conference, quote, reset. And he calls for global government and a military-style war on carbon. And for forced inoculations and global vaccine passports that are killing us. I want to open the phones up. I want to cover this subject and how it ties everything else we're covering. Because forced inoculations and vaccine passports and carbon taxes and the UN and this new global war he's announcing, this World Marshall Plan, is all part of the same world government, Mark of the Beast takeover system. And to have Prince Charles go from being dormant operative, slinking around in the background with Jeffrey Epstein and Jimmy Savile, known pedophile procurers. Prince Charles's world, that's just thinking about how he orders some stuffed mushrooms for dinner. Or maybe when he pops up at a can of beer. That's what he sees your children as, just something to devour. He's, in essence, selfishness itself and a hate of life and innocence. The only thrill he gets is starving us to death and cutting off the carbon and declaring carbon-based life forms as a criminal organization. Because you can debate all day whether Prince Charles himself slices those kids up while he rapes them like Jimmy Savile did, or how Epstein supplied underage children to his brother. But what we do know is the carbon cuts they're talking about of 50% in the next 8 years will starve over 1 million people to death in the UN's own numbers. And we do know the global lockdown the UN pushed did cause 280 plus million people to go to the verge of starvation, and 25 million, last time the UN put a number out, in just the first 16 months of the lockdowns that are still ongoing in Africa, 25 million dead. So that's 25 million people, mainly children, starving to death. You can argue, okay, maybe there's too many of them. Maybe you can argue like Prince Charles. Maybe then you'll become so soulless that, your best friends with Jimmy Savile, the most famous pedophile in world history, that killed children in satanic rituals on record. Then you wonder why the German government in every major city for the last 45 years, up to 30,000 children in one city alone, shipped to live at age 2 up to age 10 with convicted child rapists to be trained as sex operatives to service the establishment in the German government. Hundreds of thousands of children as sex slaves. Told you about that 10 years ago. Now it's even in New Yorker magazine this year. And why do I raise that? Well, that's because it's their currency. It's what they're obsessed with. Whereas I like a great sunset and a big old juicy steak and never get tired of swimming in the pool with my children or friends, or never get tired of hiking, never get tired of looking at the stars, never get tired of listening to Beethoven. These guys never get tired of slitting children's throats. Because they kill a good 10% from our research of the children they control. And so remember, when you look at these politicians and these leaders, most of them that are serving the globalists are child murderers. They're not just raping children. The globalists don't trust them until they get skin in the game and turn on the satanic aspects, the plug-in points we've got, to become demon-possessed. And then can you imagine how lost these people are? After they've raped and tortured and murdered little children that begged for their mommy. And now they're telling you they're going to forcibly inject you with deadly shots, and they're going to make you have an ID leave your house, and they're going to send drag queen story time to talk to your children, and they're going to do all this because they are turned over to the wicked one, because they are Satanist. I'm not talking about people that go to a rock concert and do the devil horns and, you know, think that's rebellious. I'm talking about real Satanism. I'm talking about really getting close to the devil. And you don't do that till you torture children to death. And that is the pass or the license. That is the invite to the party. You need to torture and rape and murder little children, or you don't get entry into their operation. Just like when a normal person is going to invite somebody to their wedding or something, and you get an invitation. Well, you don't get an invitation until you go and have big sex orgies at first, then you have sex with underage women, then they make you have sex with men, then underage men, and then they go, you really want to join the club? Go in there and strangle that 10-year-old that's tied up in that basement. They've been giving us a problem. And then it just goes downhill from there. And I can tell you, I can take one look at the British leadership, they're the worst, and almost all of them are killing kids. Basically, all of them are raping children. And they've gotten so close to Satan. And now Satan wants your children. Now Satan wants you to take your children so you can get on that airplane or have that job and take that shot and cover it up and, you know, rationalize when your child has blood clots or problems or even dies. You're now in on the club, too. You've now got your pass to go to hell. Yeah, there's Boris Johnson's wife or girlfriend. She's a Satanist on record. She thinks she's powerful. She thinks she's avant-garde. She thinks she's cool. Really, all she is somebody that's going to get cut off from God for eternity. Her spirit is going to be bound to the energy that she has resonated with for eternity. The opposite of completion, the opposite of nirvana, the opposite of countenance with the All Holy One, but total and complete damnation. And that's because that's what they chose. And that's who they are. And that's what they're going to do to you and your family if you don't stop them. Our cowardice and our weakness has summoned these people. The vacuum that we created by not being the leaders of this planet has allowed this scum to come into our dimension. And now they're coming for all of us. And that's good, because it's going to force you off the bench. And it's going to force you to get right with God. And then all these horrors are going to come out. All of it will be exposed before God's done. And then the guilty, like Prince Charles and Bill Gates, will pay. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, let me start plowing into the very important things that Elon Musk has been coming out and saying, exposing the UN's penchant for running giant child kidnapping rings, including children that are put in sex slave dungeons and put in snuff films. I have a stack of mainstream news here for you, but this doesn't even make it in the paper now. It comes out in AP and Reuters and major publications, but never really gets widely circulated. You got to go there to find it. And that's what Elon Musk is talking about with the UN and how evil the United Nations is. He's recognizing that it's the UN that wants to take over his business and stop human space exploration and depopulate the planet. We'll talk about Elon Musk and more here in a moment. But since I mentioned it, let's go back to this clip. And in the full clip, he goes into more. It's posted on Infowars.com. Prince Charles, who's right up there at the top of Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, and really, when it comes to money and power above them, their wealth is so great it's secret. And the whole global government system we're under comes from him and his family and his father and others on record. And the Bilderberg Group and the Klaus Schwab that they've secretly attended. And so now they're externalizing this whole thing, saying it's a war to save the Earth and the humans are the enemy. But, of course, everything they want to do to us, they're exempt from. So what does royalty always want? What was the Japanese system under royalty? Feudalism. What was the Roman system under Caesars or emperors? Feudalism. What was the ancient British system? Feudalism. What was the ancient Norman system in Europe? Feudalism. What was the ancient Aztec system? Feudalism. Feudalism, 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 where only a certain group of people have the rights to land and to travel and to live, to hunt, and the serfs are kept on very small pieces of land. And usually you're about a foot or so even shorter than the, quote, nobleman because they're being congenitally starved to death. And that's a system of control keeping them at near starvation level. And so you have the old British Empire model competing with the American model in the last 250 years and in writing literally thousands of articles in British newspapers about the American system and how it had to be stopped. And so that's what globalism is about getting rid of the free market open system. And their excuse is, humans are wasting too much land. Humans are cutting down the trees. Humans are hunting the king's deer. The same thing they said 1,000 years ago. Norman conquerors in France are saying the same thing today. And Jeff Bezos flies on his $40 million jet with 400 other jets to meet with Prince Charles and discuss how you shouldn't be able to have heating in the winter for your home. You should buy a bigger coat. Just make sure it's not made out of animal products. You should never get beef. You should never eat it again, says Prince Charles and Prince Philip before he died. But, oh, they get plenty of beef. So it's open externalization of how wicked and evil they are. I mean, raping children and all the rest of it, that's just a side issue. That's just a manifestation of the overall satanic disease. They want to kill your children. They want to poison them with these shots. They want to totally take over. So here's this declaration of war against you and your family by King Charles.
So, ladies and gentlemen, my plea today is for countries to come together to create the environment that enables every sector of industry to take the action required. We know this will take trillions, not billions of dollars. We also know that countries, many of whom are burdened by growing levels of debt, simply cannot afford to go green. Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. With trillions at its disposal, far beyond global GDP, and with the greatest respect, beyond even the governments of the world's leaders, it offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition.
So the United Nations, that's what he's talking about, set up by his family and others to take over the world and be the new British Empire, needs more than all the gross domestic product of Earth for them to carry out the transformation that shuts off even the growing of organic food, saying that's bad because plants put off carbon dioxide and oxygen. You heard me right. I'm not joking. I read you CNN saying the same thing last week. I mean, are these aliens here terraforming the planet that don't want us to have any life here? I mean, what they're saying is sheer madness, but in giving our children injections that erase their immune systems and give them blood clots is the same thing, and because that's who they are. What does the Bible say about the devil? He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So here is the so-called Brexit patriot, who turned out to be the worst ever, with his Satanist wife. And she's a Satanist on record. She brags about it. Does mock human sacrifices of babies, though, and acts all wild in those photo shoots. Yes, sir. Externalizing the method. Lesser magic. Here is Boris Johnson at the same event spouting off.
The countries most responsible for historic and present day emissions are not yet doing their fair share of the work. If we are going to prevent COP26 from being a failure, then that must change. And I must be clear that if Glasgow fails, then the whole thing fails. The Paris Agreement will have crumpled at the first reckoning. The world's only mechanism, viable mechanism for dealing with climate change will be held beneath the waterline. Right now, the Paris Agreement and the hope that came with it is just a piece of paper.
The hope.
We need to fill that piece of paper, to populate it with real progress. And I know that humanity has in it the power to rise.
That's enough. And then he goes on to say, we're 1 minute to midnight, we're all going to die, just like AOC, we're all dead in 10 years. We don't give them total power and then have computers and robots that surveil our every action. That's what the head of BlackRock said 2 weeks ago. He said, computer sensors monitoring all human activity to tackle climate change will be the next 1,000 billionaires. So they're saying the only investment will be in surveilling everything you do in lifetime. Your sewage, your house, your fireplace, what you're cooking, what you're doing, and banning it all with just robot sensors watching everything you do. All run by a bunch of people like this. Epstein's latest casualty, Barclays CEO, Jess Staley. Here it is.
CEO Jess Staley steps down following investigations into his ties with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Emma McCarthy has more.
Barclays chief executive Jess Staley is standing down following British regulators' investigations into his ties with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Barclays said it was made aware on Friday evening of the preliminary conclusions of the probe. It looked into Staley's characterization to Barclays of his relationship with Epstein and the subsequent description of that relationship in the bank's response to the regulator. Barclays said in a statement, the board is disappointed at this outcome. Mr. Staley has run the Barclays Group successfully since December 2015 with real commitment and skill. The bank added it should be noted that the investigation makes no findings that Mr. Staley saw or was aware of any of Mr. Epstein's alleged crimes.
So that's enough. And you know, the problem is he said he didn't know Epstein. Of course, he's hanging out with him, staying at his house, just like Prince Charles and his brother and all the rest of them. And look, this is, again, groups within groups, blackmailing each other, controlling each other. It's like two dogs sniff each other's butts. To even get into these circles of people, you got to have sex with kids. And so there's different factions of it that they go over to their house and have sex with kids. They come over to your house and have sex with kids. And that's just how this all operates. I don't know if this guy was screwing kids.
It comes at the end of October every year and only runs for 2 weeks. It's what I call the Black Friday Comes Early Super Blowout Sale. With store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling products. Brain Force Plus, sold out for almost 8 months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, It's even better than the last formula with chaga mushrooms and turmeric and just everything. It's so good. It's now available again, 20% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Knockout, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Extract Bodies, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. And it goes on and on and on. Storable Foods, 10% off. Last time of the year that deal's happening. It's all available now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Black Friday sale comes early. It's going right now for the next 2 weeks, and it supports the InfoWar. Take action now and get prepared.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It's going to become very, very obvious you're under globalist attack if it hasn't already. And you're going to realize everything is fighting the Great Reset. Everything is getting right with Christ. Everything is realizing the Antichrist and Satan's real. Everything is realizing most of the churches are in the hands of the bad guys. And that you're going to have to get ready to be a leader in your area. Or God is going to say, I don't know you.
You better have concern about the globalists, and you better have concern about what side your spirit is on. That's the only issue. Everything else is window dressing to test you and so that the evil one can try to manipulate you. All right, I want to hit the really big news that ties into all of this right now and the rest of the story. And then I want to open the phones up and I want to take your phone calls because this is a big, big deal. You're welcome to call in on any subject you want. First-time callers, please, today. You can agree with me, you can disagree with me, you can bring up the vaccine passports, you can bring up Biden, bring up the economy, bring up what the Pope's announcing, bring up anything you want. The open borders, the caravan of now 200,000 headed up from Mexico, getting bigger by the day. We're living in historic times. Any subject you want. Prince Charles, now really the acting head of the New World Order, declaring war on humanity and saying they're in a war to cut carbon, in a war to cut off our resources, and to have more resources given to the UN than all of the GDP of Earth. I think that doesn't make sense. How do you have something bigger than GDP? Because it cuts off the GDP. That's the whole point. It's very easy to have a bigger budget than all the GDP if they say stay in your house, all the supply chains break down and then can't ever be turned back on because of how devastating it was. See, all the big studies show that if you have a just-on-time delivery system and these very complex systems where each part of the system only produces one piece of the puzzle and that nobody is able to basically do whole deliveries of energy or of food or of transportation or of anything, that then if you go in and shut that system down, you can't turn it back on. And that's why just a few months in the West devastated things, and you see how nothing works right anymore. The third world's still under lockdown right now in almost every area, and it is just devastating. That's why you go to lunch and you wonder why it takes 2 hours to eat your food. And you look behind the counter and there's 30 people in the restaurant, there's one cook. That's because that one cook still comes in, even though they make less money cooking than they would make taking the welfare check. And the globals are saying, hey, we're going to make it where we're just going to give you a guaranteed income where you don't have to work at all. And people take that money and think when there's less workers and they're getting a free paycheck that somehow they're going to get value. No, that destroys the development of products. You can say, well, we're too consumer. We don't need products. Oh, like medicine? Like shelter? I got articles right here. Architect resigns in protest over USSB Megadorm, funded by Charlie Munger, the mentor of Bill Gates. Talk about an evil man, the guy that praises Xi Jinping and communism and says, we need to have that here. He's funding a giant dorm with 200-foot square coffin apartments with no windows. And the architect quit saying this is dehumanizing. They're still going ahead with it. That's your image of the future. I'll assure you, Charlie Munger is not living in a 200-square-foot facility where the whole ceiling is a TV watching you and listening to you. And I mean, it's worse than 1984. Hell, where Winston lived in that fictional hellhole was a paradise compared to what they're constructing. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And you put up Charlie Munger. That looks like pretty evil white dude to me. But he's the guy funding critical race theory that whites are bad, so we all fight with each other. Of course, he's not bad because he's white. He's bad because he's an evil globalist dingleberry on Satan's rear end. And he will face God. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, first-time callers. Okay. This is a big deal that the Queen's getting ready to step down very, very soon. Prince Charles already the acting king. He's already the regent. He's already really the governor general of our Britannic Satanic Majesty's holdings. And they're also announcing big tech is saying no one is allowed to question Prince Charles or anybody else. Persons, don't question COVID in the rollout. Don't question election fraud. Don't question open borders. Don't question gun control. Don't question drag queen story time. Don't question all of that now. Axios celebrates big tech finally reckons with climate denialism. If you don't think the world's ending in 8 years like AOC says, and if you don't want to pay everything you've got into them, and if you don't want to be banned from a space heater or a barbecue pit or a gasoline car, California just banned all gas engines. It's facing an end now. Well, then you're a denialism. That's like denying the Holocaust. You're banned. Your social credit score, oh, and Buttigieg just came out in an announcement over the weekend and said, anybody rude to a stewardess on an airplane, anybody, needs to be put on a no-fly list permanently. No judge, no jury, no nothing. And he said, you know, maybe it'll be not drive a car list. See, social credit score. Yeah, the Green Police was a real funny Audi ad 10 years ago now. It's not funny now. They got real checkpoints. They got real everything. And they're segueing from the climate, from the COVID lockdowns to the climate lockdowns. But how does all this tie together with the amazing statements of Elon Musk and Bolsonaro? That's coming up next segment. And it ties into Prince Charles and the UN and all of it, and how this could all end if we just identify that these are the bad guys, that they're a bunch of hypocrites, that they think they're above the law, that everything they're doing is from a place of hatred and evil, that they're the ones killing the earth, and they're the ones creating a cataclysm of societal collapse and war because they like it. They're not doing all this to save the earth. Separately, ladies and gentlemen, we have the biggest sale of the year yet running right now with amazing products that then helps keep us on air. And we have a lot of items that have been sold out for a very long time, like Brain Force Plus, good, clean, strong, known herbs and other compounds made in top labs in the U.S., highest quality, give you good, clean, focused clarity beyond anything else out there. It's finally back in stock, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, DNA Force Plus, free shipping, big discount, Living Defense, 50% off, free shipping. And Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years, couldn't get the ingredients anymore because of problems and issues and supply chain breakdowns. Now it's back, a new formula stronger than ever with bone broth concentrate, chaga mushroom, turmeric, bee pollen, and a bunch of other amazing things. It's got multi-mineral in there. It is the best, highest quality that we can get from the best manufacturer out there. No one has anything half as good as this. This is total game changer. No fillers, no crap. This is a superfood of superfoods. Free shipping right now, 20% off. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll free, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. It's all available, and books and films and T-shirts, and it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. And you've got till November 15th to get 10% off on all high-quality storable food ready to ship at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Takes you right to the subsection. The full My Patriot catalog, 10% off, and then prices actually go up. So get prepared with storable food now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I look into someone's eyes again, and it's been all so long. I never been in talk again. I tried to silence you.
I don't have a death wish taking these people on, but I'm not sticking my head in a lion's mouth to impress a bunch of people at a circus. I'm doing this because God's watching, and I know I'm on a mission, and I'm extremely honored to be in the position I'm in, even if that means I'm going to be destroyed. I will not stand there while these people rape and murder children and now deploy their chemical bioweapon against our children under the guise of the COVID-19 vaccine. I will not be part of this. And what I'm doing is the bare minimum God demands. If you don't stand up for the children, if you don't stand up for the innocent, God is going to cut you down. And the scum of the earth that run the planet, the God of this world, know their reckoning's coming. They know their time is short. And they want to take as many of us with them as they can. If you look at the stuff coming out of Davos, I mean, out of all their mouths, and out of Hollywood, and out of Prince Charles, and Ted Turner, and all of them, I mean, it is just psycho talk. How they're going to be gods, and they're going to merge with machines, and how they're going to just get rid of all of us, and it's crazy town. And I'm simply here saying, I'm not going along with this. And my God that I know is real, that gives me incredible discernment, tells me I better fight this with everything I've got, or I'm going to be cut off. I'm scared of that. It's the only thing I fear is God. And boy, it's beyond fear. I just worship God. I want to be with God. I just want to continue to have one more second of that feeling of completion that I've been given again right now. Unbelievable completion. And then he asked, well, why are you fighting so hard? Aren't you complete? I must do this to stay with God, to continue to be with that completion. And you look at these enemies of God, they are the opposite of complete. They are not complete. I am complete. I'm failed. I'm a sinner. But I have seen the top of the mountain. I have seen God's mind. I have seen the will of eternity. I have experienced it. I have interfaced with it. It has strengthened me. It has taken me into the forge. I'm so sad for those that have not experienced this level of the Holy Spirit. But it demands that we take action against these Satanists. It demands that we charge against them and that we do everything we can, that we not hold back one micron of our energy against them and our will. Only then will the power of God begin to flow through you. Okay. Let's talk about it. I am not trying to ingratiate myself with Elon Musk. And I know that Christ said it's easier for a rich man to go through the eye of the needle than inherit the kingdom of heaven. He was pointing, though, at the Jerusalem wall in the Bible, where there's a gate called the eye of a needle that a person has to bend down under to go through. So you've got to humble yourself if you're a rich man to be able to and not make money your God. Now, I want to believe that Elon Musk is a good guy saying, beware of AI gods, beware of the New World Order. The globalists want to depopulate you. Don't take the vaccine. I'm not going to take the vaccine. But then he does stuff like, we're going to roll out brain chips you can get at your local, mall, like you're getting your ears pierced. But then I know people that are pretty good friends with Musk, and they say, no, he's really awake behind the scenes. You know, he's a listener of yours. You know, maybe go hang out with Musk. You know, one time I had a chance to actually go to an event, but I was out of town and didn't get to go do it because I don't really want to stand around at some house party and, you know, hope to talk to Elon Musk for 5 minutes. But so I'm not here saying Elon Musk is a great guy, so he'll pat me on the head. I mean, I'm completely over stuff like that if I was ever into it. Just watching Trump and going through all this stuff for the last years has just made me even more disconnected from the system and caring about it. So I say this, though, because I want to be fair about this and not bear false witness against people. Him coming out and saying, hey, the UN ought to stop running child kidnapping rings and ought to stop raping children and ought to stop stealing the money that the UN gets for food programs is good. It's on a scale of 1 to 10. It's a 9. You know, if he called them devil worshipers and said that their currency is kidnapped children, that'd be a 10. But, I mean, Musk has basically knocked a home run on this. And he's all over the place saying the UN basically runs child kidnapping rings, which is true. And see, when they come and shake you down for money, okay, I'll give money if I run it and give direct investment to put in water wells or communications or medicine for these villages. Yeah, I'll do it, but not through you. He's like, yeah, it'd be great PR for us to give billions of dollars that you're asking for, $5-6 billion, so you can save millions of people. But that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. So let's talk about it right now. They came out to Elon Musk, the UN head of the World Food Program, and said, give me money for them or you're starving the third world. And Musk said, well, you're the ones running child kidnapping rings. Why don't you clean up yourself first? But what Musk should also hit him with is the UN ordered the lockdowns 20 months ago on record. I'll show you the articles right here. They don't want you to remember, which caused the chain reaction of the breakdown of the supply chain and 25 million people to starve to death. Well, they claim 2 million died worldwide of COVID. Most of them died of something else. 25 million of starvation. The UN says 6 billion from Musk could solve world hunger, and the Doge father is calling their bluff. So that's a good move by him. So let's get into this right here. Starving children as young as 9, forced to give UN officials oral sex for food. That's What came out, you know, 9 years ago, 10 years ago, 6 years ago, it's always coming out. But that's just the tip of the iceberg, what the London Express covers. How about industrial-level kidnapping children all over the world, including from Central Europe, so they can get more money for them? I mean, Epstein, through the UN, got 10-year-old girls that were kidnapped, it came out, and then trained them and used them as sex operatives to even be stewardesses on airlines he ran for sex slavery. And these women would then manage the other underage girls they controlled. WHO employees took part in Congo sex abuse during Ebola crisis. Report, Reuters. Sex abuse scandal in Haiti. Tens of thousands of children kidnapped, many killed. Hillary Clinton involved. AP. UN peacekeepers had a sexual abuse problem. AP exclusive. UN child sex ring left victims, but no arrests. AP did its job on that, remember? Haiti government demands justice for women and girls abused by UN peacekeepers. Exclusive. UN suspends funding for WHO programs in Congo after sex scandal. Reuters. UN peacekeepers in Congo hold record for rape, sex abuse. AP. World Health Organization says the staff perpetuated harrowing sexual abuse in the Congo. NPR. Fresh allegations of sexual abuse made against UN peacekeepers in Central African Republic. The UN sex scandal, heritage.org. UN fails to stem rapes of peacekeepers in Africa. Victims cry. They actually ship them around the world, including for just flat-out slavery, and like brick factories and stuff. WHO to send in experts to prevent sexual abuse after Congo scandal. And how many times have they caught UN officials in The Hague and the Netherlands, but also in New York City, with chained up women and children in their apartments? Then they declare diplomatic immunity. WHO to send in experts to prevent child sexual abuse after Congo scandal. Oh, the UN will watch itself. UN peacekeepers hit at new allegations of sickening sex abuse. New York Times. And it goes on and on. Human trafficking on the increase, run by the UN worldwide. The New American. Child sex abuse, UN peacekeepers. Has the UN learned lessons from Bosnian sex slavery revealed in the Rachel Wenzel film? Report reveals shame of UN peacekeepers. UN tries to cover peacekeeper sex abuse scandal. All over the world, folks. I mean, I can just keep going for hours here. UN tries to cover up peacekeeper sex abuse scandal. I can just keep going for hours for you. I mean, seriously. When the UN commits atrocities, someone has to act. This is all old articles. No one does anything. Now, he's bringing up something you're not supposed to talk about. Rapes in Miramar by the UN. On and on and on. Burma, everywhere. Now, let's get to what's really big. This isn't just mass rape and kidnapping and snuff films and torture and all the video and photos of it. Let's look at this right here. How about this? How about this big, fat, juicy stack? Instead of coronavirus, the hunger will kill us. A global food crisis run by the UN. There's the New York Times, but they don't point out the obvious. Like all these articles, why is there mass heart attacks? Why is there mass deaths? Why is there record myocarditis in all the Western countries? From the frickin' shot, that's why. Coronavirus. WHO defends coronavirus outbreak response. Lockdowns. BBC. May of last year. Running the lockdown that causes the mass starvation 20 times worse than COVID, and then trying to raise money and shake down Elon Musk when the money doesn't even go to the children starving to death. You murderers! The UN's murdering them! He covered up a cholera outbreak and didn't give them medicine and kept billions of the UN money. The WHO did in his own country and killed over a million people! Unbelievable. Your calls are coming up. Hour number three straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Have you told somebody to tune in?
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD. Gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.